The Roman Curia, that is the Pope's statements on economics, as many people have pointed out, are as far left as the communists. But actually, although they have one thing in common with communism, communism is distribution without production. What communism says is this production stuff is as alien to mommy professor as planting a garden. And so the whole idea of communism or socialism is to turn everything, is that all the stuff that just gets produced should be turned over to the professors to hand out. Now you can do this in the name of social justice. You can do this in the name of the Pope. You can do this in the name of communism. You can do this in the name of environmentalism. The basic point is that everything needs to be turned over to the professors. And according to the Roman Curia, of course, everything needs to be turned over to the Pope. Now this is so simple, as usual with myself, that nobody notices the implications here. I remember when the Catholic statement on poverty and distribution of income started with, the earth produces so much, and poor people don't get their share. Well, now, I have a great vice presidential candidate, Tom Bowie. He takes up exactly the places where I am weakest, which is a lot of places. And he's a farmer. And look at the reaction on Tom Bowie's face if you say to him, the earth produces all the stuff. Tom will look you straight in the eye and he'll say, the earth doesn't produce a damn thing. You know, a farmer knows that the earth does not produce a damn thing. But if you're in Rome or in Moscow or in New York, you just sort of assume the stuff gets produced. The fatal problem here is that Marx made it perfectly clear that all value is the objective, the value of any object, like a lamp, is the objective labor time spent making it. And he builds a whole, what he calls a science, on the idea that the value of something is the labor time spent on it, which is bullshit. And that's the problem, once you start taking crap like that seriously. I mean, the problem is, you don't care how much labor time went into a good if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do or if it does a lousy job. The Soviet economy was a captive, literally captive economy where people had to use the horrible consumer goods that were available because they had no choice. The market, you have to have people produce things people want. Now then you can sit around and talk about how silly people are wanting so and so. But the fact is, the leaders of the Communist Party themselves had foreign shops, foreign goods shops that they shopped in. They didn't. I used to see in these clothing stores in Russia. I mean, behind the Iron Curtain generally. It's unbelievable. They look like very bad used Goodwill stores. And And of course they did. I mean, why should they produce anything that looked good? If they could get stuff that looked good for clothes in the foreign gift shop, in the foreign shops that the party elite had. This is a basic, one of the basic premises. And again, it's a Whitakerism. It's just so obvious that nobody ever looks at it. If we could get, I think, some of these mommy professor types, if one could, I mean, we don't want to talk about this crap. So, because right now we have bigger fish to fry. But they never question these basics. You've got to have a consumer check. But anyway, the basic point I'm making, I don't want to make it many times, I don't want to put any emphasis on it. But the problem of communism is not all this ideological small distinctions and this, that, and the other. It's that it's bullshit, and you can't have production just by handing stuff out to the priests or the communist priests or anybody. Communism is distribution without production.